take it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note, fall in love.
And welcome to Sarcastic News. My name is Justin Cross. Guys, wow, we are, not only are we on time tonight, I mean, we have a packed house in here. It's going to get warm. And let's be honest, clothes are going to start coming off. I like how we have like five people on the floor, but I have a place, I have an ottoman for my feet right now. Like literally my feet are just up here. And it's great. I deserve that type of treatment. As you all know, may know, my name is Macaulay Culkin. And you may remember me from films such as Home Alone 12 and from also being inside Mila Kunis, a.k.a. Meg Griffin.
Don't forget about the sleepovers at Michael Jackson's house.
That's true. That's true. God, cock tastes great. I mean, those were good sleepovers. Now, you all know that I never, ever make overblown statements. That's not something I do. If you guys don't know, I never make overblown statements. It's not who I am. But tonight's show is guaranteed. It's going to change your entire lives, okay? It's going to make you giddy with childlike joy, okay? And I mean that literally. Like, none of this figurative punk-ass bullshit. This show is literally, it's going to be childlike joy, all right? It's going to be, you're going to want to sprint through the streets, lick a cone of creamed ice. You're gonna want to run nostalgically through the sprinklers and kiss that girl you've had a crush on since summer camp started, okay? Yeah, you know that one that, yeah, she may be a little chubby and have bad breath, but this is a marathon, not a sprint. She's going to get hot next summer and decide to chew some gum, okay? You better believe it. This show is going to knock your fucking socks off. I just dropped an F-bomb. We're on internet radio. I don't give a shit. We're live, baby. We got the SN Crack Squad. We call them a crack squad because they are a group of people who are high on crack right now. Isn't that right, Mindy?
If you say so.
I don't know nothing about crack, but...
No. Mindy does pot. That's her drug of choice.
Yes, lots of it.
All right, well, we've got in the house tonight. Well, actually, he's going to be joining us via the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. Matt Sugar Mills will be in the house. Matt Sugar Mills... He'll be calling in during our Ring of Fire session. Session. It's a session. We've also got social media vixen, Michael Lorenzo Porter. Of course, Ezzy the Rocket Hussein. They call her the Rocket because she's an alcoholic.
Cheers.
Actually, they call her the Rocket because she's a squirter. Yeah. Also with us, special edition of the show, he is founder, CEO, and president of Totally Rad T-Shirts, and a guest Sarcastic News crack squatter, Ben A., also known as the Hebrew Hammer.
I was happy to join as your chief Jewish correspondent a couple weeks ago, and now really excited to be here in this expanded role with Sarcastic News.
Are you nervous tonight, Ben A.?
Not in the slightest. Right. Because your listening audience hovers in the 0 to 8 range.
0 to 8,000 range, Ben A. Live. Those are live listeners, all right? Also, joining us, very special guest. We've got musical guest Patty Carr in the house, joined with Alex. And they are going to play some good music. Not just good music, great music. You guys got a show coming up, right, Patty?
Yeah, our show was at Wits End on the 31st of this month.
Wits End, July 31st. Venice, California.
Venice, California.
Lincoln Boulevard. I'm going to be there.
You should spell out Wits End because it's...
It's W-I-T-Z-E-N-D.
Excellent. Excellent. So we're gonna be talking more about that, and they're going to be playing music in between some of our segments here. But we're going to... Before we get going, I want to go and fulfill the news part of Sarcastic News. I hate to do this, but we're going to spend an obligatory 3.2 seconds combined on the fallout of the Trayvon Martin verdict, 500-plus escaped prisoners from Abu Ghraib in Iraq. And also, I don't know if you guys heard about this, in Detroit, they are filing for bankruptcy. So right. Actually, we just covered that we're done. We're going to check
that. That was the coverage right
that's
there.
That's it. That's all we got. So it's time for Snake to read the solar-powered calculator. Where's Snake at? No? Bueller? No.
Is he off today?
He's off. Actually, yeah, Jake the Snake is not in the house. But Porter, what is this going to be? This is going to be one of our top what?
I got to go out on a limb here and say this could be one of our top 17 shows.
Yeah. Top 17 shows. And how many have we done, Porter?
17.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, guys, there's a 100% chance this is going to be somewhere in there, okay? Now, to I'm pumped about this, okay? Because we have a lot to talk about. We actually do have to cover some real news, some true news, okay, Bene? We're going to spend the next 49 minutes analyzing and tantalizing over, guess what? The royal baby. That's right. And also, we're going to talk about Anthony Weiner because that guy still loves his wiener.
Weiner is in trouble again. Just moments ago, Weiner admitted to sending additional explicit photos and texts to a woman he met online. The former congressman, who's now running for mayor of New York City, was being accused of exchanging multiple sexts with a 22-year-old woman using the handle Carlos Danger.
Now, as you know, Carlos Danger.
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's better than Michael Vick. When Michael Vick went to an STD clinic and he used the handle Ron Mexico.
Like, what is wrong with these people?
Carlos Danger?
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger. Luis Horsecock was just taken. So that was next on the list. Now,
Carlos Danger, like 2013.
That's right. Now that was a while ago, but of course he's denying this. Now I did some time traveling recently, and I found an exclusive Sarcastic News clip I brought back from the future. Here it is.
I have not been honest with myself, my family, my constituents, my friends, and supporters, and the media. Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, he just wanted, it was a picture. He was just tweeting it. It was a joke. It was a joke, guys. Oh, man. We've got a hell of a show for you. Got a hell of a show. Hey, by the way, Ezzy, the Rocket, could you please provide us with the Sarcastic News gut reaction snap survey?
I absolutely will. So with the hoopla over the birth of the amazing new royal baby, I just wanted to know, there's a lot of debate about who's hotter. Is it Prince William, who's, you know, heir to the throne, or is it his little brother, Prince Harry? So if given the opportunity, who would you rather have a baby with? Is it Prince William or Prince Harry, and why?
That's right. That's our Sarcastic News gut reaction snap survey poll. It's from the guts, from the heart, from the balls, okay? From the I don't care if you're a woman. You got balls, okay? And I want you to react to that. You can call us 800-893-9562, 800-893-9562, or you can live tweet us. And guess what? If you live tweet us, how many winners, Benet? How many winners are going to receive a totally rad t-shirt?
I'm only springing for one in this instance.
All right. It's a lot of build up to one.
You know what? We're going to give away two, and I don't know if you know about this, Skid Row is going to pay for it, okay? Ooh. Actually, no, I'm going to pay for it, but... We're going to give away two t-shirts, two totally rad t-shirts tonight, okay?
And eventually, at some point in the show, we'll get the name of the company correct. It's Totally Rad Prints.
Whatever. You started yesterday, okay? How am I supposed to know this, all right? You started yesterday. You'll get your minute in the sun,
okay? I really appreciate
that. I take that back. You'll get your 8 seconds in the sun, Bene. I think that was just it. TotallyRadShorts.com. TotallyRadShorts.com. Check it out. Is it a .biz? Are you sure it's not a .biz website?
.edu?
Yeah. It's .gov.
Oh, my God.
.sk. I got a Slovakian.
Now, as we mentioned at the top, folks, Prince William and Prince Kate had a royal baby. And I think the question, you like that? That's me doing a British accent, guys. We've been passing around pot brownies here at the rat cage, or we like to call it Skid Row Studios. We call it the rat cage, by the way, because there are rats everywhere.
It's a play on words, because there are rats.
I know Jim in Santa Fe Springs is listening right now. He's one of our most loyal listeners. He's just going, I need to be on what they're on. So they had a royal baby. And I think the question that we all want to know is, first of all, is the baby black? Yeah. That's the first question. Here's the deal. Every other major news outlet, they were a flurry with the announcement. Here it is.
And will remain in hospital overnight. So that's the news. A boy born at 4:24, which is...
Wait, is that it?
Okay, yes, that was an official Kensington Palace memorandum. It was a, it was a release, a press release, not going much more into detail at all, saying that the baby was a boy born at 4:20.
6 ounces to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
That's right. That was, it's a boy. It's 8 ounces. And, but my question, and they didn't cover this, I don't know why, is he circumcised? These are the types of questions we're going to be delving into tonight, guys.
Don't know further details right now. In an interesting change of what was originally planned, Kensington Palace decided to instead report through a press release
that he's circumcised. Yeah. We're going to find out. And I get a feeling. George Zimmerman was the one who did the circumcision. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Did you hear that the other day? He like lifted a car up and like saved three, like a family?
I did hear that, but they were white, so of course.
I believe it.
Reek of suspicion that a guy having to repair his image who probably has a bounty on his head, suddenly saved a family.
Oh, I know.
Swept to...
Well, it was great. Actually, I watched a clip on CNN and it was his lawyer, and the lawyer was like... The whole thing, the lawyer was like, I couldn't even plan it. And he like, he almost stopped himself when he said that. He's like, this is gold, baby. This is gold. Let's see. Protests continue, though, throughout the country when it comes to the Zimmerman Martin case, the not guilty verdict. And as we mentioned earlier, Detroit, Michigan filed for bankruptcy last week after announcing that the city could not argue that they owed $11.5 billion in liabilities associated with pension benefits, retiree health care, and unsecured debt held by investors. They said that apparently the Forever 21 credit card charges were also being disputed.
What?
Yeah, they like to shop like teenage girls. And it would appear, that's why they're bankrupt, you know? You can literally buy the Silver Dome for $250,000. Yeah, who wants a stadium? And at what appears to be a minimum security prison, Abu Ghraib in Iraq had hundreds of prisoners escape, including senior Al-Qaeda members after insurgent assaults. Asked about the implications about the quality of security at prisons, senior White House officials had this to say. Oh, they didn't have anything to say.
They threw up their arms.
Mindy was like, I don't know.
They had silence.
That's pretty much what they did, actually. They just, yeah. Now, we're going to move on here because in Ohio, sandwich artist at Subway located inside a gas station were actually fired after posting pictures of their genitals on loaves of bread.
Oh, my God.
And guess what? They also made water bottles with a cream-colored substance and a caption reading, quote, "Today at work, I froze my pee." You'd expect a lot more out of gas station minimum wage teenage workers.
Right? In Ohio.
And also Taco Bell in fast food news. And Taco Bell announced that they were dropping their kids' meals in response to parents' concerns and would repackage the meals as, quote, "high on weed 20-something-year-old meals."
Which means they're changing nothing.
Exactly.
The thing I love best about Taco Bell is they've got like four ingredients. They have ground beef.
Exactly.
Cheese, some sort of red sauce and beef. And they come out with a new menu item every couple months, but it has three of the four ingredients.
Do you want it in a hard shell or not, though, Benny?
Yeah,
that's the question.
There's a wild card.
So with that said, we want to give out to our big sponsor, Taco Bell, sponsoring the Sarcastic News Show here in the Rat Cage. In a study conducted by the Center for Economic Performance at the London School of Economics, claims that people are most satisfied in life at ages 23 and 69, with happiness declining in between. They actually retracted this, changing the headline to "Most Happy at 23 while doing a 69.
That seems more right.
And in lighter news, a teen in Brazil was heroically saved from drowning only to be attacked and killed by a shark seconds later. The shark was overheard singing the Alanis Morissette song, Isn't It Ironic? That's terrible. We're all going to hell in a related story. And finally, in sporting news, Milwaukee Brewers power hitter Ryan Braun, a.k.a. the Hebrew Hammer, was suspended. That's right, Ben A.
Competition.
The Hebrew Hammer was suspended for the rest of the Major League Baseball season for drug doping. Now, many around baseball are upset at Braun for vehemently denying doping accusations after he won his prior case on a technicality back in 2011. In an interview, Braun's girlfriend downplayed the situation by calling it, quote, a little white lie, adding, the only thing smaller and whiter are his testicles. That joke was for Porter.
Tip of the hat, testicle joke.
That's right. All right, guys, and that wraps up our rundown for tonight. We got a great show ahead of you. We got a fun game led by Ezzy the Rocket Hussein coming up. We want you to call in, weigh in on our Sarcastic News snap gut reaction question.
Who would you rather make a baby with? Is it Prince William, heir to the throne, or his more awesome, fun brother, Prince Harry?
Pretty simple to the point. You can call in. Also, you can tweet us at Sarcastic News 1. And actually, coming up here in just a moment, we have Alex and Patty. They will be singing us a little song to take us a break. And also, we will be playing them throughout the show. Go check them out at the Wits End if you're in LA, coming up on the 31st of July. And with that said, we will be right back here on the Sarcastic News Show.
Just got hit by whatever you call this life. Oh, just say that I can't ever say, but I'm trying to make the best of it. But it's kind of hard, yeah, when you're bleeding. I know.
next live in studio guest, Patty Carr, right there. Thank that was you. Amazing.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Patty, what was that song?
That song is called I'll Make the Best, and it's about making the best of any sort of bad situation.
Awesome. That was amazing. That is fantastic. And you can check again, you can check Patty out at the Wits End in Venice, California, the 31st of July. And we're going to be talking a little bit more with Patty in a little bit, and she's going to be playing some more songs with Alex Davis as well, extremely talented musician, and we'll be talking with them and hearing them more in just a few minutes. But we are back here on the Sarcastic News Show, and just to remind you, if you guys want to go ahead and weigh in on our poll question, hard-hitting poll question tonight, who would you rather sleep with if you were drunk at a party, Prince Harry or Prince William? And then conceive a baby with. It's a hard-hitting poll question. We want to know. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman or whatever you may be. We
kinda
want
matters.
You to know. Well, no, it doesn't, you know, whatever. Who would you rather bang if you were hammered at a party? It's like playing telephone. The changes slightly every time. And also, we're going to be talking with Ben, the CEO, Ben Alkaloy, the founder and CEO of totallyradjorts.com. No, I'm just totally rad t-shirts.
Prince.
Right. Turtlenecks. You gotta talk into the mic, Benay.
Turtlenecks.
Oh, okay. No, I meant this mic. No, I'm kidding.
If only radio were a visual medium.
Oh, it is. We're on live stream. That was me unzipping my pants and asking Benay to speak into the mic. All right. Now, we have a fun little game, and do we have Matt Nasty here calling in yet, or is he, we should have Matt calling in here in just a minute. Matt Nasty,
Matt
there?
Nasty there?
Prince Harry. Wait,
Prince,
what?
Yeah, it's Prince Harry. Matt Sugar Wait. Mills joining us.
Wait,
via
what? Am I on the air?
You are. And you're,
Santa Fe Springs.
Yeah. Matt Sugar Mills joining us via the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. It is getting to be a little, we have like 14 people here in the rat cage right now, man.
I know. I'm very excited about the crew you got going on. Patty, you sounded fantastic. You got the CEO of Totally Rad Cock Socks. That's great. No, I'm excited. Let's get this going.
Usual, just so you know, as usual, Porter is looking up sports scores as the show is going right now.
I have a problem.
Always a kindred spirit, Porter.
No, we've got a fun game. Tell us about it. This is something we've never done before, Azzy.
Yeah, I wanted to try something a little different. So basically tonight, Sarcastic News is pleased to bring you what we call a dramatic recreation of a historic event, but something that took place recently. President Obama's first meeting with Republican members of the House and Senate. So, Justin, will you play the role of President Obama, please?
Sure, yes. Wow, okay. All right, I'm not ready for this, but...
I will be playing the Paul of... Is it Mr. Paul and Michelle Bachman? Porter, will you play that part? So here's the twist
on
this.
Okay, so hold on. Let's just announce real quick that Matt Nasty, all you're going to be doing is sitting there listening.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But seriously, here's the very important twist. So Ben A., CEO and founder of Cock Socks, is going to make this into a Mad Lib game. Guys, when you see the highlighted word on your script, I want you to pause, and then you're going to randomly pick a word and read that word.
Even I can handle that.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, you definitely want to go on that mic.
But they have to do it in character, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Right.
Okay, and Matt Nasty, you get to analyze as we go along. No, I don't know.
Oh, all right.
No, Matt Nasty, he's going to be the casting couch for us. He's going to make us do lewd acts and figure out who was the best actor.
All right, here we go.
Oh, okay.
This is something we've never tried here on the Sarcastic News Show. I'm a little nervous.
It's going to go very well, as always, when we do new things. It's going to be smooth.
I'm sweating profusely underneath my armpits. Not because I'm nervous, but because it's 180 degrees in here.
It is so freaking hot in here.
All right, we should open the doors.
It's nice and cool here. I have my totally rad banana hammock on. And
pictures to follow.
This is awesome with 3 exclamation points across your penis.
It's a lot of room for... No, I'm good.
All right, let's go. Oh, I'm so sorry. All right, here we go. I'm President Obama. Hey, guys. Let's try this again. Hey, guys. All right, now let's try it one more time. Hey, guys. Look, I'd really like to work together to solve some of the country's... Bene?
unborn child's right to life. That doesn't fit whatsoever.
Keep going.
And get us headed in the right direction. Hopefully we can put aside our
state senator
and lead this country back onto the right
plastic toy guns.
Does that sound good with everyone?
Just as long as you don't take away American traditions like
gays.
the right to bear arms and an unborn child's right to bear arms. I believe all fetuses past 8 weeks should be given
path. Doesn't quite work.
To get used to the trigger motion. I put a latex glove and shoved a
differences
inside a pregnant woman before, and it went really well, actually. There were plenty of screams of joy. Oh, I assume it was joy. I remember my very first gift. It was a
plastic starter pistol.
I was just a zygote. A zygote that was given the right to live and become a
Mexican.
You get my drift, B-Rock?
Yes.
No.
Wait, no. Oh, yeah, Porter.
Oh, no, Bachman.
Who's Bachman?
I'm Bachman.
Oh.
Stay in character.
Jesus spoke to me in a dream, and he told me that
a Civil War replica rifle
shouldn't get married. Can you do something about all the
problems?
God damn it.
And scene.
Excellent.
Great work, everybody.
Flawless execution. Flawless execution.
Exactly as I had planned.
And on that note here, we're about to take it a break again with Alex Davis and Patty Carr. Alex, are you going to be playing just Alex this time?
Just me. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, and you can check out Alex on the website is luckyalex.com.
That's right? Correct, yeah.
Luckyalex.com. Here in the song that you're about to play, Alex?
It's called Working in Retail.
Working in Retail. That's right. I've had a few of those jobs, and it's almost as hard as working at Sarcastic News. But so Alex is going to be playing Working in Retail. We urge you guys to call on 800-893-9562 or tweet us at Sarcastic News 1. You can win a free T-shirt. Actually, two people who tweet us will win T-shirts. We will announce it at the end of the show. Who will win this totally rad prints.com T-shirts? Founder and CEO Ben A's here. But before we come back with our Ring of Fire, Matt Nasty on the line, we're going to take you to break. Here's a little Alex Davis for you.
Kill me now. If you love me one bit, kill me now. 'Cause I'm losing it. I'm a proud sales associate, and I'm too broke to quit. Kill me now. Kill me now. If there's a heart in your chest, kill me now. 'Cause I'm doing my best on my feet, smiling day and night. Oh Lord, fuck my life, kill me now. Working in retail is loads of fun, and the children I work with all say I look young. For some guy who's way over 21. Oh goddamn, all the bad things I've done to deserve this. Kill me now. If you love me at all, kill me now. This is my last call. This job fucking blows. I hope this store explodes. Kill me now.
Awesome. That's Alex Davis right there. He's talking about working in retail. That was such an awesome song. It sounded amazing, but then I would just be like, this fucking blows. And I'd be like, yes, yes. You were like telling my thoughts in a very beautiful way. It was
great.
Why don't you just do her, Justin?
Yeah, I'll do Alex. I don't care. I'll do anybody here, really. I'm ready to bang. Here's my question. We're coming back here on the Sarcastic News Show, and we have the Ring of Fire coming up. And Matt, are you still on the line there? Matt Nassi? You still there?
Yeah, hello.
Okay, excellent. Matt Nassi's still there. Before we bring up the Ring of Fire, and we've got the Ring of Fire music queued up, right? It's ready to go. Okay, we don't want to play it yet. Okay, this is key. Yeah, that's right. It's a dramatic pause is what we're doing. I'm going to do a quick promo. I want people to call in 800-893-9562 after we're done with the Ring of Fire. I want you guys, or during, we want you to weigh in. Would you rather have sex with Prince William or Prince Harry? That's really what it comes down to. Which would you rather do anal with, Prince William or Prince Harry? That's the question for tonight. And also, Ben A. We haven't talked with Ben A real quick. Real quick, Ben A, tell us a little bit about totallyradprince.com.
All right. Well,
Zazzle.com/totallyradprince.
Exactly. So it's an online clothing company. We put your favorite 80s retro catchphrases emblazoned on your choice of T-shirts or any sort of garment. You can go with awesome. You can go with totally. You can go with excellent or whatever works for you. It's at Zazzle.com/totallyradprints.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Well, we're telling our listeners, our people who are watching on live stream right now, tweet us, and we will give out two free Totally Rad T-shirts tonight. We'll be, Porter, you're checking in on that. You're monitoring that, right?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Okay, so we're gonna start the Ring of Fire. Are we ready? This is the Ring of Fire here on the Sarcastic News Show. We ready? Mindy. There it is!
Is a burning thing.
Keep it going. Keep it going until I decide.
And it makes a fiery ring.
We're going to do it for the next 5 minutes. Actually, we're going to play it on loop until the end of the show.
Bound by
That's good.
Wild
That's good.
Desire.
Cut it. We're going to cut it right there. Cut it right there. I'm going to do it live. Fuck it. I'm going to do it live. I'll write it myself and I'll. All right.
It never gets old.
It never does. It really doesn't. that voice in the background, Matt Nassi, you've been patient. I'm gonna give you first dibs tonight. We're gonna talk first of all. We're gonna open with Anthony Weiner, okay?
Yes.
And I want to know from you: is there anything Anthony Weiner is gonna do that is? First of all, is he gonna win? Is he gonna be the mayor of New York? And if so, how is he gonna be able to do it after two sexting violations?
You know what? I actually, I think ultimately he's going to end up dropping out. Just because, not because of the actual acts, but because of the entire media circus and just the comedy from it. I mean, no one can take him seriously anymore. Not only with the Carlos Danger, which is just amazing in itself, but there was also, today I read a story where some woman who he had a phone sex relationship with said he wouldn't last more than 30 seconds.
Nice.
On the phone. So, on the phone?
What do you mean?
He would get off after 30 seconds of phone sex.
Really?
And she was mad about it. I mean, this report was saying she was like, I never got to have my fun with him. I mean, this is just, you know, I think, I think maybe he could overcome it and be a good mayor, but I think it's hard to get off on this kind of foot. You know, you're trying to be taken seriously, and when you are looking to run one of the biggest cities in the world, it can be hard when your alias is Carlos Danger.
All right, well, I want to turn it right now to Michael Lorenzo Porter. You ready for this, Porter?
I'm ready.
Is there a way that, you know, you're a man of sexting.
Yeah.
How does he recover from this?
I don't think he does, but I don't think it'll matter much. I think he's going to be the mayor.
You think he will?
I think he will be the mayor. I think people, with everything else going on, this is a footnote. They're going to go, he sent another sex to someone. Did anyone really think he was cured? To begin with, so this isn't surprising at all. I mean, he's going to be the mayor, and he's going to be awful at it.
That's a good point. And with that, I want to ask you, Ezzy the Rocket, I want to know from you, where should he have done this press conference? It looks like he did it in front of a row of cubicles.
He was standing so close to his wife. When she was talking, he was breathing down on her with his arms crossed, like neck to neck. Like, it was definitely done in a cubicle. But am I allowed to answer the
question? Yeah.
Not the, So I think that he can only redeem himself if he says, I'm a sex addict. If he blatantly cops to saying, I cannot control myself, because then he can, you know, go to rehab and proclaim that he's gotten better. Okay. But this whole, like, lying debacle, I do think, number one, he does need to redeem himself. I'm saying he has to. The idea that he can win without doing so, I actually believe that in this case, he's made it to the point where it's not about the sexting per se, it's lying.
Okay.
So.
But the problem with saying that he's an addict, I think that only hurts him more, is because, again, it's really, people are going to judge him based upon how effectively he can do the job.
And, rehab, though, that's what I'm saying.
That's never a sure thing to get rid of if he has a problem, which, and by the way, I mean, sex addiction actually isn't technically a diagnosable.
I think it's a bunch of BS, personally. Who isn't a sex addict? I mean, am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, that excuse worked for Tiger Woods, but all he has to do is hit a ball, little ball, 300 yards. Anthony Weiner.
He hits his ball.
There you go.
Low-hanging fruit basket. Low-hanging fruit basket.
But to be the mayor of... arguably the center of the universe, New York City, 15 million people, and make decisions on their behalf.
Yeah.
To claim you have a sex addiction and I don't know if I'll ever be cured, and you have to wonder if your mayor is going to be sending cock pics to 20-year-old interns all the time.
Not somebody leading a city.
You're right.
You can't.
And that's the other thing, too. He clearly has poor social media skills. Part of the job is public relations. If the guy can't keep his dick off of Twitter,
have you heard of Snapchat?
Who knows how else he's going to mess up?
First of all, guys, he's got a nice cock, okay? And second of all, you're right. You guys are all right. He can't lead the biggest city in the world, okay? He can, I mean, like, it's not like anybody's ever led America after having sex with an intern. Oh, wait. This shit happens all the time. I disagree with all of you. I think it's, I actually agree with Porter, because, I mean, I don't think that this is actually... First of all, people have a short-term memory when it comes to sex addictions. I think we actually kind of subconsciously are like, okay, he's one of us. You know?
I would do the same.
Yeah. Makes them relatable? I don't know.
Yeah. It humanizes this person.
All right, I want to move on real quick. I want to talk about our snap gut reaction survey question of the night. Who would you rather have a baby with? And I want to get everybody in the studio. It's 180 degrees, and we got three people sitting on the floor right now because this is actually Walmart. And that's how we do things. But I want to know, who would you rather have a baby with, Prince William or Prince Harry? And I want to talk to, first of all, who wants to... Julie Carr? Come on up here.
Julie Carr.
Come on.
Come on down.
Who would you rather have a baby with, Prince William or Prince Harry?
Okay, so this isn't just sex. This is having a baby.
Yeah. You gotta look. I mean,
there's a difference.
You're right.
It's like marry, fuck, kill, but with the royal.
So wait, who's the third then?
Oh well, Matt Nasty Justin actually.
I don't know if it's Matt Nasty.
Don't worry.
Okay, bearing a child. Pressure. Harry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Harry.
He's got a full set of hair.
Yeah, and he's more attractive.
He wasn't.
That balding.
Yeah, he's exactly. Remember though when Prince William used to be the hunk, and then I said hunk because I'm 80.
You're from the 90s.
That's fair enough. Patty Carr.
I remember the 90s, so I'm going to stick with Prince William.
Okay. The balding thing doesn't get you?
No. Okay. I see right past it.
I see
straight
royalty.
To the bank. Right into his wallet.
Michael Lorenzo Porter. Michael Lorenzo Porter.
I mean, you got to go with William, right? I mean, you know it works. He just had a baby, so you're probably going to get pregnant too. So, I mean, that's what you want.
I agree with that. And Ezzy?
I would have to say Harry.
Thank you.
You see, seriously, because with Prince Harry, first of all, I mean, the guy can go to Vegas and have a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you get all the perks without any of the pressure. You know, he's still royalty, but you don't have to put up with all the pomp and circumstance.
Now, when we were talking about this before, you said William, though.
That's because I like to screw with your head, Cross. I like to keep you on your toes. Yeah, what is she thinking?
Yeah, no, it's true. Matt Nasty, your thoughts?
You know, I would say, I guess I would say Harry because he's a bad boy. but you know what? There are rumors that he's not of Prince Charles. There's really? Rumors. There have been rumors of that for years. So technically, he might not even be a royal.
No, it's not true. That's not true.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
That's true. That's true. Fire. All right. I'd have to go with Harry. He's more fun these days. You know, like he's just William selling down. He's bald. He's bald. I don't know. He looks like Charles. Like, I'm banging Charles. Like, I don't want to bang Charles. Maybe Charles in charge, but it's different. All right. Finally, we're going to wrap up here with the Ring of Fire here. I want to know real quick, guys, this week, Detroit, the city of Detroit filed for bankruptcy. And then, you know, now, mind you, they had a government bailout in the car industry. So I want to know, should the city receive a bailout? You know, it seemed to work for the car industry, but should the city receive the bailout? And we only have about a minute here, so we're going to go rapid fire. Matt Nassy, go ahead and lead us off.
No bailout, but they shouldn't have to worry about their debts. That's what bankruptcy basically is.
Don't be smart. I told you not to be smart when you came on here, okay? All right. Well, but, I mean, do you feel...
It's gone. Rapid fire.
All right. Ben A.
Any city that spawned Eminem and Kid Rock, I'm not giving them a dime.
You don't want to give them a dime.
Exactly.
All right. So, yeah, do you think that they need help out? Ezzy, what do you think?
So, I say no. Also, I think that they are doing the smart thing by filing for bankruptcy.
Okay. Porter?
Yeah, I'll probably have to say no as well. It just seems like a bad idea, I think.
Patty Carr, what do you think about Detroit, just in general?
Oh, I don't really have many thoughts on Detroit.
What do you think about Eminem as a rapper?
RoboCop.
Eminem as a rapper?
Yeah.
I don't think much about him at all.
Wow. All right. And with that, we're gonna hear a little bit more of Patty Carr in a second. Then we're gonna close out tonight's show by talking to Patty and Alex Davis about their music. We're also gonna talk to Ben A about his new company here, totallyradcox.net. And just keeps changing every time.
Got porn.
Doesn't get old. Gotporn.com. Matt Nassy, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, as always.
The Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. Tonight's a little short, I know, but thank you very much for joining us. And we will be right back here. We're gonna play us out here. Patty Carr is gonna play us out. She's got a show coming up, The Wits End, on July 31st.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. in Venice. Here it is, Patty Carr.
It wasn't but just a year ago that I stepped out here before I saw you. I made my way across the room, did everything I thought I had to do to get you. Give everything inside of me, let go of all the wasn't enough to keep us strong. Oh no, no, at least not for one. Those daily things, it had to be those maybe things that broke me. Yeah. Just holding on to hope that no, can only make the pain go on, just past you. Yeah. 'Cause you gave everything inside of you, let go of all that you believed to be. keep us strong. Oh no, no, at least I not for no one. Oh, oh. I had it, everything go so wrong.
Patty, what song was that?
That was a song called So Wrong.
So Wrong. What was that about? Who was that about?
So Wrong is about my relationship with Porter.
So Wrong. So wrong.
I wanted to, before we talk a little bit about with you guys, I just want to, real quick, I want to wrap up a couple things here. Ben Alkaly, as much as we give you a hard time here, thanks so much for joining us here and participating on the panel here. Zazzle.com/totallyradprints. The URL, it's in parentheses. The URL is useless, he says. But go to Zazzle.com/totallyradprints and you can get a discount. What's the discount code?
Enter iHeartZazzle to get 20% off.
iHeartZazzle to get 20% off there. And then also, we're giving away a couple of t-shirts tonight. Do we have anybody, Porter?
Looks like we have Tom Killer 73.
Okay.
And at EWO99.
Awesome.
So those are our winners for the night.
Nice. At EWO99.
That's
and,
right.
And at Tom Killer. I feel like we're just going to, here's a suicide bomber. Here's a free t-shirt. Please wear it when you kill.
I mean, if you can see this guy's photo, you're not far off.
Please don't kill us. That is that's Ben Alkaly, and check out, they are some really cool shirts, and he's within a day already has like, I don't know,
70 Facebook fans
in 24 hours. So he's doing all right for himself. He's actually got a big family. That's what it is. And joining us, our musical guests, just a few minutes left here, but I very glad to have both Patty Carr and Alex Davis in the rat cage tonight, guys. Alex, go ahead and we talked to Patty a little bit. I want to ask you real quick. I know your next show is coming up Wednesday, July 31st, also at the Wits Inn. Are you guys playing together?
We're playing a few songs together, but my band is playing a separate set at 9 p.m. It's Alex Davis and the Airy Sisters.
Alex Davis and the Airy Sisters, yes. And they can check you out at, luckyalex.com, mm-hmm. Right? Luckyalex.com. And Facebook.com, or Facebook slash Lucky Alex Davis, and YouTube slash Alex Davis Music as well.
That's right. All those places.
Awesome. And how long have, Alex, how long have you been playing music?
I think I picked up a toy guitar when I was 2 years old.
Okay, so for a few minutes. when did you start getting serious about music, as far as, you know, when did it go from a hobby to, you know, this is something that I want to dedicate my life to?
Well, there are a couple answers. The first one is I was 13 when I played drums in a pop punk band and I wanted to tour the world as a drummer. Even though I'd never taken a lesson in my life. But the second time, I guess it was a few years ago, I was living here, born and raised here, and just started playing local clubs. I started playing Cubs. Bears. Started playing Bears. Musical Bears.
you grew up in L.A., right?
Yeah.
You grew up, okay. Do you ever get this thing, like being in LA, where you just want to get the hell out sometimes, and it's claustrophobic almost? Or is it something where, do you love the town? Do you never leave? How I'm always interested in people's relationship who grow up in LA with the city.
Well, I guess it might be it's complicated.
If it was a Facebook relationship with the city of LA,
it might be that, because I have a lot of people here that I love, and I have, you know, my family and friends, and there's a lot of areas around LA that I love. But I don't like that it's 4 miles between each of them, and that's the main problem. And there's other issues I have with it here. Ultimately, don't think I want to raise children here, but who knows?
Okay,
what happens?
I like people who say that though. Like, I would never raise my children in LA. You know, I would never really raise my kids, and it's a bubble. You know, it's not the real world. And it's like, you're right, but you know what? Your kids may grow up and make a lot of money and be on a show called The Real World. So it could all
not
pay
my
off.
Kids. not mine.
I'm interested, and this is, like I said, the most serious question of the night here. Who would you rather have a baby with, Prince William or Prince Harry? Your thoughts.
Oh, well, I want to have a baby with the monkey they own who's lives in the corner.
So you're going to go with William. Okay. I get it.
I don't think that's funny. Poor William. Poor William. I take William. Right. Ball. I like a bald guy.
I like a bald guy.
Come
too.
On.
Especially a bald rich guy.
Yeah. Come on, Pat. Me and Patty, we're taking William.
Well, let's clear a couple things up. First of all, William doesn't give a shit about our show. And that guy's got more money than God. So, you know, I feel okay taking my shots at William.
Oh,
now,
you bitter
the girl
boy,
who got killed by the shark, I feel bad about that one.
Really?
But this one.
Isn't it ironic?
That is good. And Patty, we just have another minute left here, but people can check you out where?
Facebook.com/Patty Carr Music.
Okay. And you're playing again the 31st at Wits Inn at 7 o'clock?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. So you'll be on before Alex, but he'll be playing some music with you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Alex is going to play a couple songs with me. I have a really good friend, Mallory Trunnell.
Yeah.
She's an incredible musician. She's going to be playing some music with me too. So
awesome.
45-minute set. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Check him out. Yeah. What's up, Alex?
Yes. Our friends, well, Patty doesn't know they're her friends yet, but my friends, Jonah and Jamie, have a band called Fire Chief Charlie. They're playing in between us at 8 p.m. They're cool band. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fire Chief Charlie.
Fire Chief Charlie. Check
spend
them out.
The night at Wits End.
Definitely.
Next week.
Pass out on the floor, yeah. That is awesome, guys. We have to get out of here early. We started a little late. We got another show coming in, but... I really appreciate, do you have one more song at all that you can play real quick?
We have a 2 minute.
Yeah.
2 minute song. Okay. Let's go ahead and let's do the 2 minute song, or do we have maybe just a minute of it? How about a minute of it? I know this is,
I can just play you out. Okay. Is that cool?
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to play the show out. Guys, thank you for listening. And we are going to be giving away those shirts. Check us out next Wednesday here, in skidrowstudios.com. Some awesome shows here on skidrowstudios.com. We will be back next Wednesday, 8 to 9 p.m. Check us out on Twitter at SarcasticNews1, sarcastic-news.com, new articles every day. And here it is, Patty Carr, taking us out. Change, so I close.